Noble Network of Charter School charges students at its 10 Chicago high schools $5 for detention stemming from infractions that include chewing gum and having untied shoelaces. Last year, it collected almost $190,000 in discipline fees from detentions and behavior classes. A policy complaints from teachers and parents, officials at the school say the fees offset the cost of running the detention program and helps keep small problems from becoming big ones. Critics say Noble is a nickel and diming its most low-income students over insignificant made-up rules that enforce out kids administrators don't want. We think this just goes over the line. Finding someone for having their shoelace untied or a button unbuttoned goes to harshment, not discipline, said Julie Warhoff, executive director of the Chicago advocacy group Parents United for Responsible Education, which staged protests last week over a policy after students at Warhoff said was approached by an upset parent. Students at Noble Schools revised demerits for various infractions, 4 for 4 having a cell phone, or 1 for an untied shoelace. 4 determined within 2 weeks period earned them a detention and $5 fine. Students who get 12 detentions in a school year must attend a summer behavior class that costs $400. Superintendent Michael Mikey said the policy teaches the kids overwhelming poor minorities and often hoping to be the first in their families to attend college, to follow rules, and to produce an instructive learning environment. He points to the Network Average Act score of 20.3, which is higher than at the city's other non-selective school, private school, and says more than 90% of Noble graduates enrolled in college.